May one use ma'aser money towards the purchasing of aliyos and other such kibudim and shuls and similar type causes. Now, having established that ma'aser lahalacha is to be viewed as a shir, it's an amount or a recommended amount within the chiyuv of tzedakah. It's not a freestanding chiyuv, but a chiyuv within the paradigm of tzedakah. So it's a recommended amount and a strongly advocated to give that amount. Nonetheless, the way we understand chiyuv ma'aser, the qualifications for fulfilling ma'aser and the qualifications for tzedakah are not completely synonymous. Namely, tzedakah works that basically anything that goes towards a good cause, whatever a cause can be qualified as tzedakah, any money that comes out of my pocket and ends up by tzedakah qualifies as tzedakah. Ma'aser has one limitation and one very serious limitation. That is that ma'aser speaks specifically to things that are given voluntarily. However, something which is given because of a pre-existing chiyuv, whatever reason that chiyuv may be, but if one is already obligated to give that money to tzedakah, even though in truth that money is going to a valid tzedakah cause, and it fully will fulfill the mitzvah tzedakah, nonetheless, it will not count towards the measurement of ma'aser. For example, matanos levyayinim. There's no question, when you give matanos levyayinim, you're fulfilling as well a mitzvah tzedakah, because an ani is receiving the money, you're helping him out, and that is a full fulfillment of mitzvah tzedakah. Nonetheless, since Chazal were kiveya mitzvah called matanos levyayinim, and it is obligatory to fulfill that mitzvah, that amount that I give towards matanos levyayinim will not count towards my fulfillment of ma'aser towards that 10%. Now, that said, we could have to bear in mind that the chiv of matanos levyayinim generally is not that significant a sum. It's a rather small amount. Halacha ma'aser is different amounts in the Paiskim. Let's say the maximum amount one would say is about $20. If one were to give, say, $100 to matanos levyayinim, if he had in mind in advance that, look, really I only have to give 20, let me add on to my ma'aser, that would certainly be permitted. If he didn't think about it until afterwards, that would be a little bit of a question. But certainly, prior to giving the matanos levyayinim, he only has to give the minimum amount. And therefore, that minimum amount would not count, but the addition above that would count. Working back now towards aliyos and other things in shul that people sell, it would really be dependent. If a person went ahead and said, he raised his hand, he commits during selling aliyos, he raised his hand, he wants to see, $500 towards an aliyos. At that moment, tzedakah, no, amira, a person says, is always pretty serious. But all the more so when it comes to tzedakah, we find the severity is far greater, and that is that nedarim, statement of intent towards tzedakah, takes on the chashivas of a neder, and is fully legally binding. Therefore, if one says he commits to buying an aliyah for X amount, he now has an existing chayv, where he has to pay the shul that amount. Now, if he did not have in mind at the time that he planned on using ma'aser, so he has created a chayv, there was no intention to use ma'aser, now he's using ma'aser to pay off a chayv. The fact that it's going to go towards a legitimate cause does not allow him to use ma'aser, because again, at that point of giving the ma'aser, it's not voluntary anymore. It's the point of paying off a debt. However, if prior to saying, to committing towards buying an aliyah, prior towards committing towards anything, he would have in mind and say, look, right now I have no chiyuv, I have no shiva, I have no commitment. So I'm going ahead and saying I would like to use my money towards that. So prior to, even if not every specific time, but generally he has in mind that all his commitment towards tzedakah should come from his ma'aser fund or his ma'aser allocation. If he has that in mind prior to commitment, so there's no problem whatsoever and it will be fully permissible. וכאן מכאן השם רצה כשבור חזק ישראל תשאר לא מתאר מיסטר שנרמד אני חופץ מעתיד כי יגל תאר ביד יש.